For this Tuesday, February 17th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Mount Vernon police are investigating a drug complaint that led to an arrest and citations last Thursday night. On February 12th, narcotics detective Carly Eichhoff with the Mount Vernon Police Department received a report of a strong marijuana odor coming from an apartment on Vine Street. Officers responded to the complex and learned an 18-year-old male, Jaden Jones, had been staying at the apartment but was not listed on the lease. As officers entered the building, they reported smelling a strong odor of marijuana throughout the hallway. A short time later, Mariah Kemp arrived at the scene and gave officers permission to enter her apartment. Inside, police say they encountered a smoky haze and continued to smell a strong marijuana odor. During a search of the apartment, officers reportedly found suspected cocaine, suspected marijuana, and multiple items of drug paraphernalia. Additional suspected cocaine was also located inside Kemp's purse. Police also discovered a pill bottle bearing the name of a victim connected to recent vehicle thefts in Mount Vernon. Investigators determined the bottle had been stolen during those incidents. Authorities say the apartment is the same location where Rayvon Robbins, the suspect in the vehicle theft investigations, had been living with Kemp. During that earlier investigation, Kemp identified herself as Robbins' girlfriend. Jaden Jones was cited for possession of marijuana. Kemp was arrested on multiple charges and transported to the Posey County Jail. The Indiana Department of Child Services was also notified. The investigation remains ongoing. Students gearing up for college in Southwest Indiana will soon have access to professional help with FAFSA filing for free. Ivy Tech Community College says financial aid professionals will be at Ivy Tech Evansville's Carter Library at 2 p.m. this Sunday to help those who are planning to go to college and their families to complete the free application for federal student aid, also known as FAFSA. The event is free for students planning on going to college in Indiana. Tonight, Mount Vernon boys basketball has a home game versus Mater Dei. The JV game begins at 5:30 and the varsity game is at 7 o'clock. Mount Vernon looks to snap a three-game losing streak as they are 11-8 on the season. You can listen to the varsity game on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. This evening in men's college basketball, the 7th-ranked Purdue Boilermakers have a big conference game at home versus number 1 Michigan at 5:30. The Boilermakers are shooting for a fifth straight win. Purdue's 21-4 overall and 11-3 in the Big Ten. Michigan is 24-1 on the year and 14-1 in the conference. The Kentucky Wildcats are in action tonight at home with Georgia. Tip off at 8 o'clock. The Cats are looking to bounce back after they had their three-game winning streak come to an end this past Saturday in a loss at 14th-ranked Florida. UK is 17-8 and 8-4 in the SEC. 21st-ranked Louisville also plays this evening as they are at SMU at 6 o'clock. The Cards have won 5 straight games. They are 19-6 on the season and 8-4 in the ACC. That's news and sports for this Tuesday, February 17th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.